And this is the first afternoon lecture of February 16th. It's a processing session. I want you to put your notes away and make yourself comfortable. Okay. Now, the processing we're going to do here is, to some degree, on the subject of ownership. We're going to process ownership. Why do we process ownership? We'll run it and find out. Okay. Now, be at some distance from the body. You can. If not, run it right where you are. And check off some things which you don't have to own. More things which you don't have to own. And some people who are not at this moment writing out deeds of title for real estate for you. And some items on which you are not paying taxes. And let's check off now some animals that you are not engaged in stealing. Some more. And now some members of the opposite sex that you aren't engaged in stealing. Stealing. And some people who are not engaged in stealing you. And some places where you are not at this moment engaged in stealing babies. Some more places where you aren't stealing any babies. Now some places where no babies are being stolen. Okay, now some things, a number of incidents, rather, that are really real to you. At least one, and then some more. And now some things in the future, at least one, and then some more, some things in the future that are really real to you. Some more incidents in the future that are really real to you. Some more incidents in the future which are really real to you. Let's get one anyhow. It's really real. Okay. And now let's find some things which you could get rid of if you had to, of your possessions. Let's get one for sure. You just know you can get rid of, just like that. Now let's find something somebody could give you as a present that you'd accept. Some kind of a present you'd accept from somebody. More of them, but let's get one that you know for sure you could accept. Now let's check over and find something you really own. Something that's really yours. At least one, and then some more. One for sure, and then some more. Okay, now let's find something in this universe, one way or the other, that you could own without having a written deed of title to. some more things. Okay, now right where you are, or in the body, or anywhere around, but on your side, that is to say, not out in front of you facing you, but along with you facing to front, you understand? Walk up the person who owns everything. All right, mock up this person again. And now let's walk up a large number of these people, right where you are and facing outward. A lot more. Walk this person up owning everything. A lot more. A lot more. A lot more. Okay, do what you please with those. And now let's mock up the person who owns you. And mock this person up many times facing you. Just decide somebody does. Mock this person up. And then lots of this person. Lots more of this person. Now let's just start mocking them up a million at a time. Each one of the million owning you. Now, if you're good at mock-ups, have mocked them up now, presenting their deed of title that proves it. Okay, now right where you are, or alongside you, and facing more or less the same direction you're facing, mock up somebody else who owns everything. Do this again and again and again and again and again. Sure you're mocking them up 1,000 at a crack at least. Facing the same way you're facing. A person who owns everything. Lots of them, time after time after time after time. Mock them up owning everything. All right, discard those or do what you please with them. And now out in front of you, start mocking up people you own. And then many of them, and then throw that aside, and many more, and throw that aside, and many more, and throw that aside. People you own. Mark up people and say you own them. All right, set that aside. And now mark up the person who owns everything right where you are and facing the same direction you're facing. And do this many times, and many of this person. Okay, set that all aside, and now out in front of you, facing you, mark up people you own. Mobs of them. Just make it hypothetical. Mark up mobs of people, say you own them. Set that mob aside, mark up another mob, so forth. All right, now as you do this, get these people, each one individually and collectively, acknowledging the fact that you own them. Mobs of them. Oh, more mobs than that. Okay. Now, right where you are, facing the same direction you're facing, mark up people who own things. Mark them up, set them aside, mark them up, set them aside, mark them up, set them aside. The number of mock-ups you get is more important than holding on to one mock-up. The number of times you do it is more important than how well you do it. People who own things. Mark them up, set them aside. Mark them up, set them aside. Okay. Now check over and give me some places where you are not. Okay. Now mock up something and send it in some direction or move it in some direction and say somebody else owns it. Create something, move it, and say somebody else owns it. And continue that cycle. Create something, set it in direction, say somebody else owns it. Do that over and over and over and over and over. Create something, set it aside, say somebody else owns it. Do that over and over. Create something, push it out front, and say somebody else owns it. Create something else, somebody owns it. Create something else, somebody owns it. Okay, let's continue to do this, and this time, assign specific people that now own it. You create it, then a specific person now owns it. Let's make up the person. Lots of times, lots of objects. You're only getting ideas. It's the ideas that are owned by others. Get an idea, somebody else owns it. Okay, let's check over and find some places you are not now. Some more places you are not. Okay. Now, think of an idea, then say it's been done before and reject it. Any kind of an idea, no matter how nonsensical. An idea, say it's done before, and reject it. Either that or somebody else had it first. Get an idea, say somebody else had it first. Many times, many ideas. Okay, now get a mock-up of any kind even if it's only black, and say that it's old. Get a new mock-up and say it's old. Get a new mock-up, say it's old. New mock-up, say it's old. Many of them. All right, get a mock-up or a duplicate of anything and say it belongs to the past. I don't care what you do with them or where you throw them or what happens to them, just do that. Do it some more. Get a mock-up of anything. Say it belongs to the past. I don't care how thin or how bad or how nonsensical it is. Just get a picture of anything. Say it belongs to the past. Some more pictures. Each time, reject them, say they belong to the past. Okay, get a picture of a cat and say it belongs in 1810. A picture of a cow and say it belongs in 1830. Picture of a pig, say it belongs in the year one. Picture of a woman, say it belongs in the second century BC. Continue with that exercise. Any picture, any date. Any picture, any date. Okay, now let's find some places you are not. Mock up something you will call the past. Push it away and say, that's theirs. The past, that's theirs. The past, that's theirs. Picture, picture, picture. Doesn't matter whether it's the real past or otherwise, it's theirs. All right. Now mark up the past and say it belongs to some name. And do it again and say it belongs to another name. Just arbitrary names. You don't care what name. Joe, Bill, Pete, Tom, Oscar, Mary, Agnes, Becky. Repeat the same name over and over. It's all right. Get something, even if it's a blob of blackness. Say, that's the past. That's Becky's. All right. Look around the environment and spot things in the environment and check over various names that these people belong to. Look at the corner of the room, say that belongs to Tom. The table, say that belongs to Bill. So forth. They're exteriorized, just take a look at the environment, not necessarily the room. Let's just look at various things now. See, that's Bill's, that's Pete's. Now let's do it with conviction. Okay, now just for variation, look at things in the environment and alternately pick one out and say, well, that's Mother's. Then pick another one out and say, well, that's Father's. And then another one out and say, that's Mother's. Another one out, that's Father's. Round and round, pick out all kinds of things. Alternately, first one is Mother's and the other is Father's. Identify each one of these things in the present time environment. Now let's not go wandering in the past. If you run out of things, there's a lot of holes in the ceiling. Well, let's see if we can't get some conviction about this now. Let's really get some conviction about this. That really is Father's. Now, and that one, that's really Mother's. Yes, sir. Let's get a sense of the fact they own it. Okay. Now, let's mock up the idea of or a sound. The idea of a sound or a sound. And say, that's mother's voice. And then another sound and say, that's father's voice. And I don't care whether it's cow mooing or steamboat whistles or you do the same sound many times. Just get a sound and say, well, that's father. Another sound, that's mother's. That belongs to mother. Alternately, one, then the other. Any kind of a sound. Get the sound first. And say, that's father's. And then another sound and say, well, that's mother's. Let's get some more of them now. Now get a vast number of silences, one right after the other, and say, well, that's me, that's me, that's me. Get a silence, that's me. Lots of silences, and each one, that's me. Okay, now let's take the condition which you're experiencing right this moment and get some places where it's not. The physical, perceptual condition which you have right this instant, and check over some places where that condition doesn't exist. Okay, got a lot of them? All right, now let's find some places where you're not unconscious. Check over some actual locales and spot each one of these locales. Now, don't just say, well, I know I'm not unconscious, but spot the locale. You say, I'm not unconscious, the North Star, kind of spot the North Star. And say, I'm not unconscious there. Let's get some more places where you're not unconscious. Now let's get some places where you're not trying to perfect yourself. Now let's get some games and skills at which you're not trying to become perfect at this instant. Get a list of them. There's certainly one at which you're not trying to become perfect at this moment. All right. Now let's get some ideas which, if they fell into enemy hands, would not be used to destroy you. Some ideas which, if they fell into enemy hands, would not be used to destroy you. And let's check over now some things which you are not trying to hide. Some more things you're not trying to hide. Some more things you're not trying to hide. Oh, come now, let's find one. At least one, if you're absolutely sure you're not trying to hide. Get the highest certainty now that you can attain on these various objects, the one that you're most certain you're not trying to hide. All right, now let's look around the environment and let's point at things, regardless of what and where they are or who they are, and say, well, I own that. Great decision. That's mine. Okay, now I'll let you waste some money. You might find out you can waste a million easier than a dime. Well, this wastes some money. You waste some money for sure. Now let's get somebody else wasting some money. Now let's get somebody making somebody else. Two specific people, one of them making the other one waste some money. All right, now let's get another person, specific person, and have this person make you waste some money. Now let you get another specific person and make this person waste some money. All right, now let's get for sure the kind of money, the denomination of money, which would be acceptable to you at this moment. Now get that with certainty. Counterfeit Confederate note. Whatever kind of money you could really have, in other words. How much? What kind of money? Let's get it for sure. Now let's phrase it this way. How much money could you own at this moment that you would really know was really yours? You would really have. Get it for sure now. Okay. Now let's see if we can't raise that amount of money. Make it a little better. Some of you found none. You haven't gone far enough south. Now let's raise that amount of money. Make it a little bit better, a little bit more. And let's make it a little bit more. Okay. Now let's check over some places where you are not. Some more places where you are not. Now let's get one for sure where you're not. Just for sure. You know darn well you're not there. All right, now let's get something you could own in the future. Something you could own in the future. See if we can get that with certainty now. Okay, now, let's spot some various kinds of energy. Some various kinds of energy in the environment, in or outside the room, and have each one of them, get the idea about each one of them, that will give it to me. Let's get some more now. Pick out these kinds of energy. There's electric light, current, various current. There's mechanical action there of energy. Airplane just went over. Lots of kinds of energy. A lot of people around. Heat energy. Each one, that will give it to me. New certainty. We don't say what it is. Now, request of a number of objects in the environment the following. Please give it to me. Pick out arbitrary objects, the walls, the corners, tears. Plead with each one of them now. Plead with it. Please give it to me. Okay, now let's get something you could own for sure. Something else you could own for sure. And some more things you could own for sure. Okay, now mark up yourself as dead because you've been processed. And do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Now mock yourself up as dead because you have lost everything. Many times. Now mock up the final failure that brings about, in the future, your final forever demise. The end of you. Mock up this final failure that is the total end of you. duplicate it several times. All right. Now mark up what you'd have to be like in order to own everything there is. Throw it away. All right. Let's find a couple of pieces of mess and hold on to them. Now, theta-wise, let's hold on to a couple of parts of the body. Just sit there and hold on. Don't think. Just hold on to them, don't think. All right, find your shoes. Use your shoes to find the floor. Use the floor to find Earth. End of session.